Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. Imagine a world where the atmosphere thickens with a gray, suffocating cloak while the oceans rise in silent fury. Picture the sullen skies, once blue and boundless, now a perpetual canvas of murky despair. The earth heaves a labored breath, signaling the twilight of a once vibrant biosphere. Welcome to Breathless Earth, the final gasp. A chilling scenario where nature's last wheeze finds echo in the eerie silence of deserted cities and barren fields. Our tale unfolds in a dismal future where humanity has crossed the invisible line into ecological oblivion. Once teeming with life, the Amazon now lies in ash, a grim reflection of the world's once great lungs turned to cinders. The forests fell, but not in silence. Their demise punctuated by the cacophony of chainsaws, indifferent to the collapsing choir of wildlife that once filled their emerald embrace with song. The oceans bearing the brunt of mankind's folly have retaliated. Acidified and overheated, their waters no longer cradle life but spew forth death as they purge the remnants of coral reefs and the dwindling species they once supported. Coastal metropolises, formerly bustling with commerce and life, now host only aquatic graveyards, monuments to a global neglect that allowed the seas to reclaim what was once theirs. Migration has taken new meaning in this world. It's no longer about seeking new opportunities, but escaping the old disasters. The climate refugees' march is the new normal, a somber procession of those forsaken by the Earth's relentless deterioration. The rich tapestry of cultures weaves only dissonance now, as the pressing question becomes not how to live, but if one can live at all. On the energy front, what once sparked as innovation burns now as an epitaph. Renewable energy, a hopeful beacon in times past, arrived too late, its adoption outpaced by the juggernaut of industrial expansion and the voracious appetite for fossil fuel. We watched the last turbine spin, not as a testament to our ingenuity, but as a solemn reminder of what might have been. The final gasp of our breathless earth reverberates through the hollow victories of our past. The titans of industry, who once heralded economic booms with gilded promises, have vanished into the mist of their own creation, leaving behind only the specters of prosperity. Climate summits and environmental pledges, once the stages of political theater, now serve as relics of a bygone era, when words were plenty, but action scarce. The silence speaks volumes. The bustling intersections of commerce stand lifelessly mute, the concert halls and stadiums echo with the ghosts of crowds long gone, and the schoolyards, once the incubators of our future, bear a stillness that cuts deeper than any cry for action could have pierced. This, dear reader, is the world we inhabit in Breathless Earth, the final gasp. But let it not be the dismal tale to end all tales, rather a clarion call so potent it stirs the slumbering conscience of a humanity that could still, though the hour is late, alter the course. Let the imaginative dystopia serve as the alarum that might just awaken the collective and ignite change in a reality where the final gasp has not yet been expelled. The question lingers, a specter at the feast of progress. Can a narrative so bleak incite the desperately needed paradigm shift? Or will it be cast aside, another unread epitaph for an avoidable fate? Fate, after all, is nothing but the sum of choices. And the choice now is stark. Heed the gasp or become its echo.